craved, he might not be here today. But you'll never know now, will you? He thought bitterly. The officiant wrapped up her words with a prayer, asking that the universe and Mother Gaia enfold Edwina Mortensen into her arms and share with her all the knowledge and enlightenment she'd sought in life. When she finished, she looked up and met Stone's gaze.
"And now," she said softly, "one of Dr. Mortensen's colleagues from the Occult Studies Department would like to say a few words. Dr. Alistair Stone."
Barbara squeezed Stone's hand again as he slid out of the pew and walked with deliberate calm to the front of the church. Spread out on the altar behind the officiant, a riot of colorful flowers sent by fellow faculty and students overflowed the edges and covered part of the floor. In the center of it all was a large framed photo of Mortensen wreathed in more flowers. They'd found a photo where she was smiling, with a bright sparkle in her eyes. The smile lit up her plain, round face and gave her a certain dignified beauty. There was no casket, of course, because there was no body. They couldn't even cremate her since her mortal remains lay under thousands of tons of rock in a collapsed mine tunnel 200 miles away. Stone paused, fist clenching in front of his body where the assembled